All right, we do it every week at this time. It's brutally difficult, and you usually walk away feeling like more of a moron than you already are. At least I do. It is time for Who Said It. All right, our coworkers say a lot of stuff. We got to piece it together. Gentlemen, are we ready? Evan Jenkins joining us for the gala event. David.
Number one, why would anyone feel safe if one day this is not safe, guys, and then the next morning, oh yeah, the levels are good, everyone in the water?
All right, this is...
Oh, they're talking about the River Seine and the...
E. coli, or whatever. What show would waste time talking about that?
There's two of them.
Yeah.
They both come before yours.
Evan, it was rhetorical.
Thought that was a given.
One more time, David.
Why would anyone feel safe if one day this is not safe, guys, and then the next morning, oh yeah, the levels are good, everyone in the water?
When I hear someone say safe, doesn't that instantly scream Doug Karsh because he's Mr. Safe?
I thought so too, but it's a lot of word soup. I feel like it's the other co-host on that show, Kang.
Ooh. See, I'm hearing Stoney. Because Cookie's been out.
It could be. You're right. That could be Stoney. I forgot that he was in this week.
Right. Cookies, it's not really coherent, but he tried to say something.
That might be. You might be onto something there.
Poor Cookies. Gone way too soon.
I know.
He's not dead, folks.
His voice is.
I'm going to guess Doug.
The safety thing, yeah. I just, it's probably the lazy way, but I'll go with Karsh. You're going who?
Stoney.
Stoney, you're going Kang?
Kang, yeah.
David, who said it?
Let's go! No!
Hey.
He faded out of that one quick, huh?
One for one!
Hey.
What?
If you own it?
No, if you can collect it, he'll talk about it. Get it right.
But will anyone listen?
If you own it, he'll talk about it.
Just please. David, number two.
Number two. There's still a tough roster for Chicago to go toe-to-toe with as they build up. It's not happening overnight in Chicago. I don't get that.
All right. Okay.
Just the White Sox or
No, we're talking about
the Bears.
Oh, I think the Bears are gonna be a little bit of a pain in the ass, be a 500 team. The other shows, I've heard both shows slander the Bears.
Yeah, I heard Cookies was going off because on Hard Knocks they talked positive about him, believe it or not, on Hard Knocks.
But was he here enough to be a part of this?
Hard Knocks aired Tuesday and they talked about it on Wednesday.
Oh my God.
And that's why when his voice died.
Yeah, and he's like, Caleb Williams, who's that?
I'm Batman.
I'm Costa.
I'll go Cookies. Yeah, here's the other thing. He's turned into the biggest slap at this station. If it is anything less than the Lions are going 17-0, Jim Costa hates you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gets pissed quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the slanderous text that I get in the morning.
Harvey.
Like, good morning to you too, Cookies.
And another thing.
Your Niners suck.
Oh, actually, we have audio of him leaving a voicemail to you.
Well, I guess not.
Guess not.
Guess he just hung up.
Oh, no. The other one, David. It's okay. The computer's crashing. Why would we ever need...
Or tape it is.
Yeah, or... You just
saw David. I just see him going like this.
Takes chair to screen.
David's brain exploded. All right. I'm going Costa. David, does the computer work enough for you to tell us who said it? Yes!
Yeah.
Nobody could say anything mean about the Lions.
Doesn't it seem like they're on the same trend as the Lions almost?
No.
Yes.
Because
hello?
Do you not realize that everybody in the NFC North will go 0-17?
Oh, I know.
And the Lions will go 17-0.
Meanwhile, I think this show believes this division is about to be the toughest division in the entire league. Mm-hmm.
You can't say anything bad. I'm Detroit's Batman.
Yeah. Wouldn't he be Catman, though?
Oh, wow. I'm not doing... You know what? Not doing it. David.
He loves cats.
Number three.
Number three. You have the ability to be a top defensive end. So let's see you take advantage of this and show that you belong here and that you picked up where you left off.
Okay.
That screams Gator to me.
No, that screams John.
Yeah, I heard John in that, too.
That's just John.
See, I'm saying it again.
I heard Gator
dear
as well.
John.
Because this is like, hey, we're looking at this guy, you know, Anzarike. This is your chance to be that dude.
They said DN. Are they talking Marcus Davenport?
No, they're talking James Houston.
Oh.
To me.
You have the ability to be a top defensive end, so let's see you take advantage of this and show that you belong here and that you picked up where you left off.
Yeah, that's John. I'm steadfast now.
It feels like that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It still screams Gator to me.
You know what?
It's one or the other, though, right? Yeah. It's got to be.
Yeah. I'm going Gator.
So am I.
David, who said it?
Yes! Nobody, and I mean nobody, was breaking down pre-show. I mean, their game, that pre-game, they were talking about all the different people.
I'm really upset.
Come on.
We've been telling these, dude. Gator.
Come on.
I still think it was John. That's fake news.
I'm just going to be a Michigan fan. You're a liar. No, but the facts are right here. You're lying.
No.
This is a witch hunt.
It was Ryan Day's brother.
Amicus briefs.
All right.
All right. Number four. Dan Campbell has fulfilled his desire of what he wanted to build here. And the Lions, when you knock them down, they get right back up and they give you. Let me start over.
What is it? Dexter Manley presents.
Nope. I had a glare from the sun. Sorry. Dan Campbell has fulfilled his desire to what he wanted to build here. And the Lions, when you knock them down, they get right back up and they give it to you again.
That's John. That's 100% former player.
Yes, John.
Tough guy talk.
I'm hearing Tom Milliken in that one.
No.
Milliken. I mean, he's all in on it too, man. He yelled at Rieger for saying they would only win 10 games.
Oh, jeez. Forgot about that drop.
I didn't.
I'm saying Milliken. You guys are screaming Jansen?
Has to be John.
It just it feels like the former player thing. And, you know, you can almost see John, like, pounding his chest.
It could also be Catman, but I do think it's from that show.
All right. So you're going?
I'm going Tom.
I'm going John.
I'm going John. David, who said it? God bless it! Oh, shut up, you.
Except for the final game of the year.
But. See, I'm just shocked. I know Rico's surprised that Tom found time to say anything other than slandering Rico this week.
You know. What Mike just said.
Whatever he said.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. I was just waiting for you to say it first, Mike. I don't have original thoughts.
Just saying.
I agree.
Minions, see?
Yeah. No, these are the minions. I just
did. We're the minions over here, man.
Right, I forgot.
Whatever you say, Mike.
All right, let me give you one more here.
I agree
Michael
with Mike.
Michael V.
Yay, Mikey!
I can't even read now. All right, here we go. Number five. I really liked it. I can't wait. I cannot wait for the all black uniforms.
Oh, Christ. I feel like every show but us cares about the uniforms.
Well, I know it's not Gov.
It's definitely not Mike either because he likes the white ones.
Hey.
Kenny hates minority jobs, so he can't be excited about it.
Disqualified.
So one more time.
I really liked it. I can't wait. I cannot wait for the all-black uniforms.
You know what?
Talk to me.
I think I know who this is, so I'm going to...
You're going
to... I'm going to Evan Rule myself.
I'm going to guess it's Stoney.
I need you to say it, sir.
I'm going
to
Evan Rule myself.
I'm going to say Stoney because Stoney still tries to be like hip and how you doing, fellow kids?
I'm going to go off the board here because I heard them talking about it this morning. I heard them ask Heather specifically what her opinions on the uniforms were, and she gave an opinion. And also, I think she brought up the black uniforms too. So I'm going to guess Heather. Off the board, I know.
Wow.
Notice the face mask was a little bit of a different blue?
I did notice that.
There were three different blues.
It was
just so you know, the face mask, the helmet... The jersey and the pants.
And the pants, they were all different.
This is early D'Antonio. The helmets don't match the jerseys. Those Spartan fans' heads were exploding.
The jerseys didn't match the pants. Nothing. That's Jansen.
We all locked in?
I don't know what to do. He said Heather. You said John. Who did
I said Stoney.
Oh, my God.
We're on the morning show.
I don't. Wow. Fun note, that was John's biggest and only opinion of the week.
And the reason why...
Well, I grabbed it.
When I heard that, I was like, we need to turn that into a drop at some point.
Get it, sleepy.
I heard, and that's how I remember. I'm like, we got to turn that into a drop for John.
Trying to find some audio of him. Right. I was very difficult this week.
Okay, David, tremendous job by you. That is Who Said It.